Good day, I'm Julius White with your WEAA News. The cause of a massive two-alarm fire in Mount Airy remains under investigation. The fire on Main Street broke out at about 2:30 yesterday afternoon in a building that used to house a Chevrolet dealership and was currently being used as a storage for a sign company. No injuries were reported. The building appears to be a total loss. Baltimore police are releasing surveillance video of a broad daylight assault and robbery in downtown Baltimore. The incident happened at about 1 p.m. last Friday at Baltimore and Commerce Streets, where four juveniles beat Assistant City Health Commissioner Greg Cilio and stole two cell phones. Police say one of the suspects was wearing a recognizable panda shirt. Cilio was treated at shock trauma after the attack. Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch is joining a national coalition of attorneys general investigating the marketing and sale of opioids. Frosch says it's important to determine whether drug makers played a role in the nation's opioid epidemic. Frosch says prescription and illegal opioids are the main driver of drug overdose deaths nationwide, which topped 33,000 in 2015. A heads up for you, motorists who travel on the Jones Falls Expressway are being told to watch for lane closures and detours near the Maryland Avenue overpass. Lanes will close starting at 8 o'clock tonight and reopen tomorrow at 8 a.m. Now, the closures are so DPW crews can fix a broken 10-inch water main under the elevated portion of Maryland Avenue. Drivers heading south on I-83 will not be able to exit at Maryland Avenue. Also, vehicles will not be able to enter northbound I-83 from Charles Street. A 20-year-old man is dead after his canoe tipped over in an Ellicott City pond. Howard County Police say Nicholas Bartko was with a friend when their vessel overturned on Monday. The friend dragged him through the water to the edge of the pond near Tanglewood Court. He was transported to the hospital in critical condition, and he died the next day. Officials are ruling his death an accident. The U.S. is sending 4,000 more troops to Afghanistan. Correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis told Congress this week there are about 10,000 U.S. troops there now.
The commander on the ground, in light of the situation, has asked for more.
President Trump this week gave Mattis authority to decide troop levels, and an administration official says the Pentagon chief wants to send 4,000 troops, with the bulk to be used for training and advising Afghan forces who are taking heavy casualties while losing ground to the Taliban, with Islamic State militants also trying to gain a foothold. Mattis agreed this week when Senator John McCain said the U.S. is not winning the war, but the secretary stressed a troop increase would be part of a broader long-term strategy for restoring stability in Afghanistan. Sagar Magani, Washington.
I'm Julius White on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community.